Nolte, David Frum spreads fake news about Hillary's vigorous health. By John Nolte on February 24, 2020. Never Trumper David Frum is out spreading the fake news that Hillary Clinton was vigorous and in good health during the 2016 campaign. Naturally, he spread this fake news on KNLL, where no one would push back. Here's the full context. One of the things Donald Trump tried to spread in 2016 was the idea that Hillary Clinton was somehow physically incapable of managing the presidency. It was audacious. Donald Trump was the oldest president ever. One of the fattest presidents ever, the least physically capable president since Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in a wheelchair. He can't pick up a ball, never mind throw it. But he was able to put in the minds of tens of millions of people that Hillary Clinton, who's a very vigorous woman and in good health, was somehow too sick to be president. Before we get to the fact check, I just want to point out a couple of things. How glorious is it that Frum is whining about what Trump's able to put in the minds of tens of millions of people while he's on a failing hate network pushing fake news in the minds of maybe 600,000 people? The establishment media are so discredited. They are now nothing more than impotent white noise. And what a glorious thing it is to watch liars like Frum waste all this energy on an exercise of futility. Frum's impotent rage and frustration are also heartening. He's such a small and bitter gerbil, such a pouty baby. He lashes out at Trump as fat and tells provable lies about this robust and indefatigable president who picks up balls all the time while playing golf and who works the fake news media into the ground with his 24/7 energy. But this anti-science comment is especially laughable. He was able to put in the minds of tens of millions of people that Hillary Clinton, who's a very vigorous woman and in good health, was somehow too sick to be president. Don't get me wrong, I love that Frum and KNLL brought Hillary's health up again. Love that they made it relevant because it not only exposes what desperate liars they are, we get to relive 2016. Vigorous? Sure, if by vigorous you mean incapable of ascending a flight of stairs without Secret Service help. And this wasn't someone off. Hillary's problem with stairs became so apparent. Fake news outlets like the Washington Post had to try and cover it up. And Hillary's stair problem is one that has not gone away. By the way, stairs are a very good way of judging a person's strength and balance. 3 near falls in 2 years is not a sign of vigorous health. And let's not forget about Hillary's regular coughing fits. When she could be bothered to go out and campaign during the 2016 general election, an issue I'll get to in a second, she oftentimes looked and sounded exhausted. And then she would break into these unbelievable coughing fits. This happened over and over and over and over and over again. And the thing to keep in mind about these coughing fits is that when you're a candidate for president, you are buried in people and remedies to ensure this doesn't happen. You have the equivalent of a boxer's cutman out on the trail to ensure you don't catch cold, lose your voice, suffer from a sore throat, or break down into a coughing fit so bad even KNLL was forced to report on it. And this is another problem that has not gone away. And then there was Hillary's famous September 11th collapse, which the media would have gotten away with covering up had a citizen with an iPhone not captured the moment the Secret Service tossed the two-time presidential loser into the back of a minivan like a rag doll. She would be off the campaign trail for 2 more days and blame her collapse on pneumonia. Nothing, though, was more troubling or raised more questions than Hillary's frequent, bizarre, and unacceptable absences on the campaign trail. While Trump was flying around the country doing 2 to 3 events per day, Hillary was working banker's hours. Here she is, in the heat of the political race of her life, just weeks away from the verdict on everything she has spent her whole life working towards, and no one knows where the hell she is. And when she did bother to campaign, it was often just one event a day. Clinton has a rally scheduled for Wednesday in Orlando, Florida, but no public events scheduled for Thursday or Friday, Breitbart News reported, 6 weeks before Election Day. Here's Hillary's October 2016 calendar. This was her work ethic, or lack of one, just weeks before Election Day. Look at her September calendar. She's 8 to 10 weeks away from Election Day and still taking weekends and some Wednesdays off. Unbelievable. Between September 1 and November 8, Trump made 106 campaign stops in 39 days. Hillary made 70. She couldn't even be bothered to make a single stop in Wisconsin. Taken on their own, you can make the case Hillary has allergies, cough, balance problems, stairs, a bad day, the collapse, or she was lazy and overconfident, calendar. Taken together, only a fool would believe Hillary doesn't have some serious health issues, and only a liar would claim she's vigorous. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.